kill him! Hissed some drunken slattern from the back. And other voices took up the call, faster than he would have believed. Strange as all. Friendly enough only a moment ago, and yet now they cried for his blood like hounds on a trail. Tyrion spoke up loudly, trying to keep the quaver from his voice. If Lady Stark believes I have some crime to answer for, I will go with her and answer for it. It was the only possible course. Trying to cut their way out of this was a sure invitation to an early grave. A good dozen swords had responded to this dark woman's plea for help. The Harrenhal man, the three Brackens, a pair of unsavory cell swords, who looked as though they'd kill him as soon as spit, and some fool field hands who doubtless had no idea what they were doing. Against that, what did Tyrion have? A dagger at his belt and two men. Jick swung a fair enough sword, but Morak scarcely counted. He was part groom, part cook, part body servant, and no soldier. As for Yoren, whatever his feelings might have been, the Black Brothers were sworn to take no part in the quarrels of the realm. Yoren would do nothing. And indeed, the Black Brother stepped aside silently when the old knight, by Catelyn Stark's side, said, "Take their weapons." And the sellsword Bronn stepped forward to pull the sword from Jick's fingers and relieve them all of their daggers. "Good," the old man said, as the tension in the common room ebbed palpably. "Excellent." Tyrion recognized the gruff voice, Winterfell's master-at-arms shorn of his whiskers.